Some say Chinese is one of the most difficult languages in the world, and learning it is almost impossible.
So learning Chinese, the most difficult thing.
非常难.
So I'm sort of tone deaf. I can't really hear them.
I think the cultural mindset is the biggest complication for
the grammar.
知吃思吃都还难.
It's just complicated. So much.
Only because you're not learning it in the right way. Why not try Takeaway Chinese, where you can take some Chinese away and experience progress day by day. Takeaway Chinese, we will promise you a difference.
Welcome to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Hongli, and joining me today, Georgia Massad. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great day. It's always so nice to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you on Takeaway Chinese, partly because you're just so sweet and gentle and learns things quite so fast. And another reason is that I enjoy your personality because you have a lot of hobbies. You go to different places, you enjoy traveling. All the good qualities that I like, I appreciate.
You're so kind.
So I was wondering, you've been visiting a lot of different places previously, right?
Oh, yeah, I try to travel as much as I can as a student, of course.
So I'm actually curious, what's the payment habit in different places? Because I've been living in China for some 30 years and I have been to different places as well. But I realize that here in China, especially for the past several years, we pay with our mobile phone quite so much. And we didn't really have the habit of paying with our credit card as frequent as in some other countries. And I was wondering, what's the case in other places in the world? Do you see other people paying with their phone or with their credit card, debit card, or PayPal, any kind of payment platforms so much?
I think this is actually a really interesting topic, and it's so different between countries. Just to mention, between France and Italy, that are the countries that I both live in, for example, France is much more cashless, so everyone pays by credit card or with the credit card inside the phone. Well, in Italy, cash is still very much present, and in other countries I visited, for example, in Tunisia, credit card was never used, and everywhere I had to have cash. And since I'm really not used to it, I went every time out with my phone, because I usually only use my phone to pay, and I couldn't buy things. I had to withdraw some cash, and it's actually kind of annoying. So it's important to know, I think, in a country, how does it work, and if it's different from your home country, because everything changes in the way you pay.
Definitely. And that's why today with Takeaway Chinese, we'd like to introduce to you how people pay here in China. And we call it 移动支付.
移动支付.
Yeah, so 移动 carries the meaning of mobile or movable. And I think the reason we're calling it 移动支付, 支付 being payment, by the way, is because we use 移动 to refer to 移动电话. So 电话 is a telephone, and a portable telephone would be a cell phone, would be a smartphone you have. So when we say mobile payment, when we say 移动支付, you're actually talking about paying with your phone. And that is going to be the theme of today's Takeaway Chinese, 移动支付.
移动支付.
Mm-hmm. So for our dear listeners, if you're interested in Chinese culture and you want to get a grip on the Chinese language, then this is the show for you. Stick with us for 30 minutes and you soon see the rewards. And for more fun Chinese learning, follow our Facebook page, Learn Chinese, to watch many fun videos and live streams. But now, let's provide you with some free Chinese for takeaway.
你怎么出门都不带钱包了?
带着手机就行, 现在到处都能用手机支付, 安全又便捷。
移动支付的发展简直太快了。
是啊, 不过话说回来, 我发现自己在无形之中, 好像也增加了不少支出。
See, that's the situation here in China. We do not carry a lot of different bank cards or too much cash with us nowadays. And for especially the young kids nowadays, they would only carry their phones. I mean, don't get me wrong, people When I say people, I mean shop owners and banks still accept cash for sure. It's just paying with your cell phone is much easier.
I think so too. But at the same time, I completely relate to our dear friend in the dialogue. Sometimes I always carry my phone, but I spend money without even realizing it.
Oh yes, that's such a problem. We can talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
But now let's start with the first sentence. 你怎么出门都不带钱包了?
Are you going out without bringing your wallet?
So 你
you
怎么
How come?
So I think it's more like, how come you're going out without your wallet? What is happening to you? It's like asking in a way that shows that I am really curious or disapproval of the situation. A little bit like that. 出门
to go outside.
To go outside, to go out of your door, meaning that you're going outside.
都, I wanted to ask you, what's the reason for 都 being here in this moment?
Actually, this carries the meaning, or it's kind of like stressing the tone. You're being really curious and really confusing, and you're using 都. If you say, 你怎么出门不带钱包? That actually works. It's like asking, how come you're going out without your purse? But here, 你都不带钱包了. Even your purse you're not carrying, even your wallet you're not carrying, what is happening to you? So it's stressing the tone.
Okay, makes sense. So the person is really surprised.
Yes. 不带.
不带, not to bring.
Not to bring. 钱包.
钱包, the wallet.
The wallet. So actually, we know 钱 is money, and 包 is a bag or a purse. A purse that's designated for you to put money in would be your wallet.
This Chinese makes so much sense. 钱包.
Actually, in ancient time, we call 钱包荷包.
钱荷包?
No, just 荷包.
荷包.
Uh-huh. But we don't use it anymore in today's China. But I think it's a fun anecdote to know about. And then we have 带着手机就行.
I am only taking my phone.
Yes, and actually it means taking my phone is good enough. So 带着 is to bring, to take, 手机.
Telephone, mobile phone.
Yes, so 手 is your hand, 机 is a machine that you hold with your hand so much, it's like an external organ that is the cell phone in today's day and age.
手机.
Yes, 手机, a hand machine, 就。
Joe, will just
行
to be good, so it would be good. Just the phone will do.
Yes, just the phone is good enough. It's okay. So, 带着手机就行。现在到处都能用手机支付，安全又便捷。
Nowadays, you can use mobile payment everywhere. It is both safe and convenient.
Perfect. 现在。
Nowadays.
Nowadays, 现在。Currently, now, 现在。到处,
到处, everywhere,
everywhere, 都
to stress the meaning of everywhere.
Yes, you can translate it as all of the places, but you're definitely right. It is used to stress the feeling or stress the meaning of everywhere. 能用,
能用, you can use, you're able to use.
Yes, 手机,
手机, phone,
支付,
支付, our word of today, payment.
Payment, so 手机支付, mobile payment. 支付, payment. Actually, 支付 can be used both as a noun or a verb. So I think that is another point that we need to learn about this word. 安全.
安全, it is safe.
It is safe. 又.
And?
便捷.
Convenient.
Yes, 安全又便捷, it's both safe and convenient. 安全又便捷。移动支付的发展简直太快了。
The development of mobile payment is truly fast.
So 移动支付。
移动支付, mobile payment.
Mobile payment. And as you can see here, we use mobile payment. Previously, we use 手机支付, use your phone to pay, mobile payment. And that shows that these two words are actually interchangeable and they mean the same thing.
Okay, it's both with your phone.
Yes. 发展.
发展, the development.
The development. And again, 发展 is the kind of word here in Chinese that can be regarded as both a noun and a verb. So 发展, you can say 发展很快, so the development is quite fast. You can also say 他需要进一步发展, he needs to further develop his skills, develop something.
So it can be used as both.
Yes. And then we have 简直。
简直, really, extremely.
Really, extremely. Actually, 简直 is similar to simply or completely or extremely in English. It is used to basically modify the adjectives or verbs, adding a tone of amazement on the part of the speaker. So, for example, I can say things like, 这里简直是天堂。
This place is simply heaven.
Yeah, it's like saying, 这里是天堂, this is heaven. Yes, that's good. But 这里简直是天堂, this simply is, really is, it's just heaven.
Oh, there's no other way of saying it. It's just heaven.
Yeah, it's like that. Or you can use it in a negative kind of way. 他唱歌简直难听死了。
Oh, this is talking about me. His singing is simply awful. There's no other way of saying it, basically.
I would never do that to you to start with, but yes, 简直 is the kind of word you want to put there to stress your feeling, to stress your tone. How about, your friend is simply gorgeous?
你朋友简直太帅了。
Yes, 你朋友简直太帅了。Ah, he's simply gorgeous. See, now you know how to use it. You use it to describe an adjective.
Oh, and it's so nice. And I'm someone who's really excited about things, so I will use it a lot.
That's good. I'm glad you can be yourself even when you're speaking Chinese. And then, 太快了。
太快了, truly fast, too fast.
Yes, again, in Chinese, when we say too fast, we don't mean that it's too fast to the extent that it's bad. It's simply saying it's very fast, it's truly fast.
I just wanted to ask you that, if there was some negative connotation or something like that.
Not really. You can actually use 太 to say, 她太好看了, she's really good looking. See, you're giving her a compliment.
Mm-hmm. It's not in a negative way.
It's definitely not. And then, 是啊,不过话说回来,我发现自己在无形之中好像也增加了不少支出。
But on the flip side, I have noticed that I seem to be spending more money without even realizing it.
Yes. So, 是啊。
是啊, correct, you're right.
How to say that in another way?
坚持,对呀。
对呀, yes, 真的, sure.
真的。
Yes, that's how you say, how you agree with people. I think there is this very famous game called Yes And. That's a little practice you have with your friends. You imagine a very strange or out of common kind of scenario. And you say that sentence and the other party has to say yes.And that's how you continue the conversation. I think it's a good technique that you can use in daily life as well. And especially if you use it to practice Chinese, you can say, 是啊,而且, that would be a yes and Chinese practicing version. So no matter how ridiculous the other party is talking about you or a scenario, you always have to say, 是啊,and continue.
Can I also say, 不错?
You can definitely say 不错,不错 is like not bad. Yes, sure, it works perfectly. And then we have 不过。
不过, however.
However, 话说回来。
With that being said.
That being said, actually this is very interesting because we know 说话 is to say something. And when you say 说话,说 is the verb kind of character, whereas 话 is the noun kind of character. So 说话 means say something.
说话。
说话, yes, it's say something. And 回来 we know is come back. So it's like I've said something and I want to take the things back. So I want to take my meaning back.It's 话说回来. It's like if I am taking a step back. So that's 话说回来 's actual meaning in Chinese. So for example, if I say 他们一直在讨论新的项目计划。话说回来,我们还需要考虑预算的问题。They have been continued talking about the new project plan, how to push forward, how to continue, how to develop, but... if we actually think about it, if we take a step back, we should actually consider the issue of budget. So it's like saying, ah, the meeting is fast forward to the stage. That is a bit too much, too forward. We should take a step back. We should take the words we have already said back and discuss this issue in the first several steps or first several stages first. That's 话说回来。
Okay, I completely understand. So talking about something, but let's reconsider it from a new perspective and see it in a different way.
Yeah, it's definitely that. And how about if I say, the weather is really nice today, 今天天气很好, but speaking of which, if we are taking a little step back, I heard it's going to rain tomorrow. How do you say that?
Oh, 今天天气很好,不过话说回来,我听说明天会下雨。
Perfect. See, it's looking really nice. But if we take a step back, if we think about things from a different perspective, it is possible that it's going to rain. It's really hard to translate something like this because I think it's not exactly taking a step back. It's not exactly thinking from other sides. And we do have Chinese expressions, meaning taking a step back, meaning let's think about things from a different perspective. 话说回来 is much more broad. It's like trying to really subtly convey the idea we are a little bit ahead of ourselves. Let's make sure that we consider or we cover all grounds before we get too forward, fast forward.
Okay, I think there's no English translation, but at the same time, I feel like it's very used. Am I wrong?
You can kind of put it in on the other hand if the argument is really strong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the meaning of 话说回来. And then we have 我.
I.
发现.
To discover. 发现.
I find myself. I found myself. 自己.
自己 oneself. Myself.
That's the myself part. So 我发现自己 I found myself. 无形之中。
无形之中, without noticing?
Yeah, but not exactly, because we know 形, 形状 is the shape of something. 无形, yes, would be without a shape. So it's something intangible. 之中 is like inside. So when I'm inside something that I can't quite grasp, that does not have a shape, that is intangible. So I'm trying to say something is happening imperceptibly. It's happening without me noticing it. So without concrete, solid feeling, I am in this position.
Okay, is it a set phrase?
It is a set phrase. It's a Chinese idiom, 无形之中. So here in this sentence, it's trying to say without noticing, without knowing it, 好像.
好像, it seems like.
Seems like, 增加了.
To increase, 增加了.
增加了 to increase, 不少.
We shall a lot, not few.
支出.
支出, spendings.
Spending. So here it's talking about 无形之中, without me noticing, out of nowhere, with no shape or form. All of a sudden, I realize there has been a lot of more spending. So that's what it means.
Oh, could it be almost, it's almost out of my control, I can't control it.
A little bit. I think it's more towards the without noticing kind of feeling, not the without control. It's like once you notice it, you can control. It's just because it's intangible, there's no way for you to notice. It's stressing that kind of feeling. You can also say things like, 无形之中他成熟了很多. Without noticing, he's being very mature. He's growing up. He's getting more talented and skillful. See, it can be used in a very positive way as well.
Okay, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And here, 支出 is related to our key word because 支开始 the meaning of spend and 出 is out, so the things that you spend, 支出. And we also know 支付 is payment, so you take your money out, 支, and 付 is to pay the other party, so 支付 would be payment.
支付, 支出.
Yes. So do you have any other questions?
Oh, I just wanted to ask, is 支付 and 支出 are actually interchangeable or... It's better not to...
I don't think they're interchangeable. 支付 is relatively more official and is used to talk about payment. It's like mm-hmm. you can use it in a financial setting. Whereas 支出 is your spending. So 支出 is more talking about yourself, whereas 支付 is the payment action.
Okay, so it's more official way of paying.
Yes, yes. So 移动支付 payment. Usually, if you see the Chinese word 支付, you can translate it as payment.
支付.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about we practice the conversation between us?
Let's do this. 你这么出门都不带钱包了？
带着手机就行。现在到处都能用手机支付，安全又便捷。
移动支付的发展简直太快了。
是啊，不过话说回来，我发现自己在无形之中好像也增加了不少支出。You're listening to Takeaway Chinese with myself, Niu Hengling in Georgia. We would love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts by email to learnchinese@cri.com.cn. Coming up next, let's talk about the 移动支付 situation here in China. Let's talk about the mobile payment.Don't go away, so you will take some Chinese away. Welcome back to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Hengling, joined by Georgia. So Georgia, I was wondering, since you have this goal of coming to China, traveling in this great country, do you know how to spend money here in China?
Well, everything I know is through either friends or banking systems that have adapted to Chinese customers here in Europe. So I know that people use a lot Alipay, is it possible? And so there's a lot of Alipay in stores that accept this as a payment method and also to WeChat. But yeah, I know that China is a very cashless country.Which is actually great in order for security and something that I think Europe is trying to go towards with more difficulties because we're very much a cash country and yes, we're very much cash countries. And I wanted to ask you, for markets and very small, for example, shops, do they also accept cashless payments or do they prefer cash?
Well, actually, I think, to my knowledge, no matter how small the shops are, they are open to mobile payment already. 很多地方都可以移动支付。大部分地方都可以移动支付。Most places accept paying with your phone. And that is because if you're using cash, there's the problem of changes. You're going to have to give changes and have coins and small note. And it'sRelatively complicated and it takes time. And here in China, paying with, no matter if it's Alipay, you talked about 支付宝。
支付宝。
Or if you're using your WeChat wallet, that's 微信支付。
微信支付。
Yeah, or some...Any other kind of payment platforms, usually a really easy or the most common way actually is for you to use the app on your phone to scan a QR code. And there are different ways. For example, you can simply scan the QR code and there will be this web page popping out for you to type in the amount of money you want to pay to the owner of that QR code. You can do that on your phone. And also it'sIn some other scenarios, the shop owner themselves would set the number. For example, if you're spending 100 yuan to cover the dinner of four people and the shop owner or the restaurant owner can actually designate this 100 yuan. And once you scan the code, you do not have to choose or have to type in the actual number. You can just click on the pay.Button or type in your password or use your face to unlock your phone and then give permission to the payment platform. Then your money would be transferred to the restaurant owner. And the last situation is that you also have a paying kind of QR code on your phone, on your payment platform. And that code is refreshed every 60 seconds.So that people cannot take a picture of that and take your money away. But when you have that code open, there would be certain kind of scanning machine in the counter or around the counter area in certain places. And you would have your QR code scanned for the money to be deducted from your online payment platforms or wallet. That's usually the three different ways.
This is so practical for me. For example, I always use my phone, but my phone is connected to my credit card. So it's as if I was paying with my credit card. We don't really use QR codes, and they're so practical. Could a foreigner that uses a credit card actually pay with scanning codes? Does it work as well for foreigners who don't have, for example, Alipay or some other payment methods?
You asked the million-dollar question, and the answer is sadly no. You have to have a WeChat wallet or an Alipay account so that the money can be transferred from, for example, your bank account to the WeChat wallet or to the Alipay wallet. But the thing is, as a foreigner, you definitely can have an account. It's just the procedure is a little bit complicated because the account is also linked to our ID card here in China. So for foreigners, it's a little bit different. But it can definitely be opened. Many of my colleagues here in China actually have a WeChat Pay for them to use.
Okay, I feel like there's a little bit of mistrust on the European, but especially Italian side on the internet payment, which I think it's actually very safe and very well controlled since if you want to go to China and open an account, you have to register your information, your passport information. So everything is very well controlled, but there's this mistrust on cashless payments, which is almost crazy because cash, it's actually more dangerous to bring around with you because it can be stolen anytime.
Yes, definitely. But 话说回来, just like what's been mentioned in the conversation, actually spending on your phone quite so much, 使用移动支付太多了, you lose the idea of money. It's just numbers in the phone. And it actually bugs me a little bit because not only is paying with your phone in real life quite so convenient, so is buying things online. And when I buy things online, many of my platforms has lured me into giving them access of no password paying process. So as long as I click buy without scanning my face or asking me to put in the password of my online wallet, the money just goes away into the internet. Yes, yes, I get pretty things in return, but I spend money too willy-nilly.
I completely agree, and reading the conversation, I could relate so much. Sometimes it's really easy to pay with your phone and you almost lose the idea that it's actual money.
Yes, so in Chinese we say 有得有失.
有得有失.
Mm-hmm. 得 means gain, 失 means loss. So once you gain on one aspect, there must be some losses that you cannot... you cannot ignore or you cannot resist.
That's so true. It's important to be careful and realize that it's still money, even though it doesn't look like so.
Yes, definitely. So if you use your phone to pay, maybe you should also use the apps on your phone to keep a record of the money you spend. Try to review the income and outcome of your money, of your account at the end of the month, and really have a good habit in managing your financial situation. And maybe that is our way of trying to limit the cons of 移动支付 and enlarge the pros of 移动支付.
Absolutely. It's important to be very aware and careful. And as you said, it's important to have a monthly review to know where our money goes and if it's really some spendings that we actually need or not, so we can adjust our spendings the next month.
Yes. And that brings us to the end of today's Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin with Georgia Masset. For more episodes of the show, you can visit our website at radio.cgtn.com and go to the column podcast. You can also listen to the show and read the script there. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Just search for Takeaway Chinese. Don't forget to leave your questions, comments, and ratings. 感谢收听,我们下次再见。
Goodbye, everyone. 再见。